This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Innocence died with the first shovel of dirt. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Lori Vallow Daybell going to be going back into court in 2025. It will be, it should be like a movie trailer for this at this point. Like the event of the summer. This summer, Lori Vallow Daybell returns as her own attorney. That's the reality of it. She's going to represent herself. The judge in 1 week said, we're not quite sure if you're mentally competent to stand trial. To the next saying, you get to be your own attorney. You're that with it. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, joining us to discuss. How did we get here?
Well, you got to be careful for what you ask for. She's so manipulative. It's whatever she thinks is going to help her. And at the end of the day, I think she realized she's already been convicted, right? The facts in this case are strong. It's a little bit different case, but nevertheless, the facts are just so very strong. And so I think it's her one last opportunity to grandstand to, that whole, I'm the smartest, I'm the best. I think it's her opportunity, just like Bundy did. He did the same thing.
In this way, it's religious, and there's a lot of religiosity with it. If you notice, almost any time that she has spoken in the court, it has gone down the road of her religious beliefs and her being the most enlightened in the room, telling us, all of us fools over here, how we're misunderstanding this. And it's just this, and the kids are working at the subway in heaven, and it's all good. It's all understandable. She has this fervent belief in what she's saying is real. I know you disagree with that a bit. You think she's aware of the lies. But when we're getting to this now, she's going to represent herself. Doesn't she almost have to really believe herself to get this deep into it? Or do you think she still thinks she's pulling the ruse on everybody?
You and I have discussed this a few times, and I know you think she might actually have convinced herself of her great divinity. I really don't.
No.
I think that people do this. They hide behind religion. They use it as an excuse to explain their absolutely reprehensible and murderous actions. And I think that's what she's doing, well knowing that's what she's doing.
How do you think this is going to play out in court? She's not an attorney. She doesn't know how law works. There's so many times, her thinking is just, pretty much all the time, her thinking is completely batshit. there's rules to a courtroom. You can't just go in and just start saying whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. There's certain things that can be introduced, cannot be introduced. There's certain evidence that we can talk about and certain things that we cannot. I don't necessarily have faith that Lori Vallow Daybell is going to have a firm grasp on those rules, or even if she does, think that they actually apply to her.
Well, kind of like Sarah Boone, right? She after turning down 8 attorneys, right? She was forced to represent herself and did for a short time. But even in that case, they had an attorney kind of as a guidance counselor sort of behind her, helping her with the law, who, ended up taking over the case. But I think she'll have a situation like that where she has some sort of guidance from someone. At least the government isn't paying for a public defender to represent her. I think that's an upside to all of this.
True. She does have advisory attorneys. Pamela Hicks and Robert Abernathy have been named as advisory. But in a lot of cases, they're not even allowed to stand up and actually take over and represent her in court. I guess unless the judge would approve something like that, they're more so there to, whisper in her ear, say, go down this direction, go down that direction, but not actually, be attorneys as we think of them. I'm just wondering how quickly it's going to be where court has to take a recess, or we got to pause here because we got a real Lori in. How many times that's going to happen before the judge is like, okay, no, you can't represent yourself. These guys are going to be doing your talking. Or if it just completely throws the whole case, you know, into a, just a mistrial, you got to reconfigure and come back. Or if they're going to let her burn herself, you know, they let Bundy go. They let many other people do their whole, you know, spiel and just let them sink their own boat. What are your thoughts?
I think she'll sink her own boat. She may get sort of tired of trying to argue the law and may allow her appointed help to take over.
Yeah.
Kind of like, I think, Sandra.
Birchmore?
The one we just said. Hopefully you cut and splice this.
I can.
Sarah Boone. Yeah, just like Sarah Boone did. I mean, at some point, I think she just realized, hey, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So that could happen. But I don't know if it will with Lori. She just seems so hell-bent on speaking and talking and you know, I think she might see this through.
This is going to be one for popcorn and watching twice, I think. This might be like almost comical. I mean, as horrible as it is, this is going to be the shit show of the year, I think, of 2025. I'll call it now. We'll see if it actually turns out to be.
But, you know, one of the things I want to say is, and what always happens with these cases like this that become so hyped, is the victims always just keep getting forgotten. We don't even half the time know their names, know how to spell them, know anything about them. We see it happening in Brian Thompson. Everyone knows who Luigi Mangione is.
Yeah.
So few people know much at all about Brian Thompson, and what they do know, of course, seems very negative, but nevertheless, we're going to see it play out, Tony.
It's going to be fascinating. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.